You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Smart launches the hashtag 5 in Europe. The EV company Slate comes out of secret development and Leap Motors T03 moves out of Poland. Well, stay tuned because later in the show I'll tell you which EV is likely the most American and therefore most resistant to the new tariffs. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 10th of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of Smart launching the hashtag 5. Oh, man, what a name. I'm not convinced with that naming of calling it hashtag anything. It seems all very 2017 Twitter to me. But anyway, Smart is like, we got the number 5. Smart is launching the number 5 electric vehicle in Europe, its first mid-size model. The vehicle will be first available in Germany, orders starting April 24th, and will be offered in Finland, Norway and Iceland as well. More European markets will follow. So let's start in Germany then, where the pricing starts at €45,900. That's about $51,000 for the rear-wheel drive base model. Let me explain what base model means in these terms. It means 74.4 kilowatt hour lithium iron phosphate battery. The top variant has a 94 kilowatt hour NMC pack and all-wheel drive for €57,000. That's about $63,000 equivalent, although of course we have VAT and that's the all-in price in euros and pounds. Manufactured in China, Smart vehicles face an 18% EU tariff on electric vehicles. That's on top of the 10% that was already there. So after making it in China, they have to add 28.8%. In China, the number 5 was released last autumn, an equivalent of, yes, £24,000 equivalent. So cheap in China. The 5 offers a range of 290 miles or 465 kilometres on the small pack. But even then, I say small, like 74.4 kilowatt hour LFP pack is not small. And that's the interesting thing about the Smart brand, is if you are still, like I sort of do with my muscle memory, hear the word Smart and think small, well, they're redefining what the Smart vehicles are. The Smart is not the Smart 4.2 or the Smart 4.4 anymore. This is a very, very big Tesla Model Y competitor. Single motor, 250 kilowatts. Dual motor is going to be something like 367 miles and 432 kilowatts of power. So they have an 800 volt architecture. You'll charge at 400 kilowatts, but you won't, because you can't find a charger that quickly in Europe. Well, maybe you can, just about, with some of the manufacturer specific ones like the Mercedes chargers and the Porsche chargers. I think they've uprated to 400 kilowatts. That's for the big battery anyway, 94 kilowatt hour. 10 to 80% takes 18 minutes, which is still very impressive. The smaller battery has a 400 volt architecture, so you really are paying a bit more money, but you get a lot more capability. Smart will offer the Brabus high performance edition of the 5, like its other models, like the 1 and the 3. It's spicy, it's all-wheel drive, it's almost 500 kilowatts of power, it'll do 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.8 seconds, about a second, over a second quicker than the otherwise quickest number 5 from Smart. So go and have a look if you want a big family car at the Smart number 5. That is very, very interesting how they're redefining that brand and making some bigger vehicles. Now, here's a brand which is being defined for the first time, and that is Slate. A clean slate, if you like. Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame is investing in Slate. They are based in Michigan. They're a startup. They might even make vehicles next year, they say. It was founded 3 years ago under the Rebuild Manufacturing name, and Slate has grown its workforce to hundreds of employees now. They've been poaching from Ford, GM, Stellantis and Harley-Davidson. They want to make an electric pickup truck, but not a double cab. And a single cab electric pickup truck, two-seater, starting at, and I hope you are sitting down for this, $25,000. Now, the vehicle isn't here, and it's not on sale, and it's not at that price yet, but they say they want to try and get it towards $25,000. But it will very much be a clean slate vehicle from the Slate manufacturer. And so that is, you know, $25,000 to get into a vehicle that might be extremely decontented, but you might just want a working vehicle. You might have a gardening business and you don't want a double cab. You might want two seats or maybe a bench up front, three seats. Maybe the bench is extra. But they say they will lean into charging for things like accessories, and I bet you can find them on Amazon, as it's Jeff Bezos behind it, but loads of accessories and customization for this. But to get into the vehicle for $25,000, which would be incredible, maybe that would be for a small battery,
40 kilowatt hour battery or something. It doesn't. But again, if you have a lawn business and you are going around a city or the suburbs and you do 50 miles a day and charge it overnight, why are you going to buy a vehicle that does way more? If it's a working vehicle, so this might not be an aspirational, you know, retail purchase where you buy a big truck and you don't use it for truck stuff because it's a lifestyle vehicle. This might be a working vehicle. But for $25,000, I mean, if you run a fleet, might not even want to up-spec this with accessories. You might want the base vehicle to be working vehicles. That's very, very interesting. You know, you probably wouldn't bet against Bezos, would you? We'll wait and see. Now, they won't make anything themselves, so they will source everything off the shelf. So the high-voltage battery packs, the electric motors, everything, all the control electronics, they will bring in. Very smart. We've seen startups try and fail, the Fiskers of the world, getting Magna to make their vehicles at Fisker. Magna's about the best of the best out there. They make the G-Wagon. They know what they're doing. And Fisker couldn't make it work for various reasons. You know, you might want to bet on Jeff Bezos more than Henrik Fisker. I don't know. That would be up to you. Stellantis is next in the news. They have halted production of the T03. They were using one of the old Stellantis lines. They used to make the Mini. Anyway, I'll double check my notes. To make in Poland the T03. That's the little Chinese car that we can get here as well, but I think we get the Chinese-made one in the UK. The French government ruled that the electric Mini car wouldn't get the EV eco bonus. Stellantis and Leap Motor started production last year in Poland to avoid the 21% tariff on imported Chinese vehicles. But then France, which is one of Leap Motor's really big markets, decided that the T03 wouldn't qualify for incentives because it uses semi-knockdown kits. Now, they're made in China. They're stuck on a boat. They go to Poland and they have final assembly there, but France declared not enough local content was there, therefore it's a Chinese vehicle, therefore no eco bonus of €4,000. And so the French government found that assembling it in Europe with imported kits didn't meet the criteria. Production's now halted there. That might also be, may I add some editorial here, that may also be because Poland was one of the countries which voted for Chinese EV tariffs. Countries like Germany, may I add, did not vote in the European Union for the Chinese tariffs. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Leap Motor T03 production pop up in somewhere like Germany. Because France, China central government strongly suggested, in only the way that they can, that the vehicle is no longer made in Poland as some sort of punishment, I imagine. I don't know. I'm not China. Let's move on. Tesla has launched the non-launch edition of the Model Y. So the regular new Model Y Juniper in North America. The fully equipped launched edition was available before at $60,000, which was actually good value because that launch edition was everything ticked. It was any paint color, any wheel, any interior, tow bar or no tow bar. You could literally tick, every option as a free option. And I think that $60,000, if you had gone for everything, for now, for instance, if you get the Model Y in North America and tick every option, it's about $65,000. And so Tesla were giving you a saving if you wanted every option, but of course many people didn't want the most expensive paint color, but those that did could get it for free, air quotes here, free. So of course now the vehicle starts at $49,000. And what's interesting, Electrek, which has been very pro-Tesla over the years, I say they're more critical of Tesla these days at Electrek, they were entering different zip codes in their article I was reading, and the delivery time was a week, which is crazy for a new Tesla model. So they were pointing out there's no demand for the new Model Y, Tesla having demand issues, say Electrek. Zip codes on both coasts had pick up today of the new Model Y. And I've been doing this a very long time, and I can remember Tesla delivery times of 12 months or 18 months for some models. And that's very different to the world that we used to live in. Electrek pointing out that this further indicates big problems for Tesla, that even when they refresh their bestseller, the world's best-selling vehicle for 2 years in a row, even when they bring the new Juniper version, the Model Y, that all of that pent-up demand is now expired and you can just go get one like any other car. Like, and Electric pointing out that they believe that's a sign of big, big underlying fundamental problems with Tesla. Like I say, Electric has been very pro in the past and these days a little more critical. Some would say a lot more critical, actually. I'll let you make your mind up on that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about another Chinese brand entering the UK and Volvo making their plugins better. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. We'll talk about Xiaopeng next, the Chinese EV maker launching their MPV, the updated version of the X9. Pre-sales start at $55,000 equivalent. That's about 400,000 yuan. The vehicle is just a big slab of people carrier, basically. But it's one of those people carriers from the Chinese names that sort of looks a bit Toyota Previa at the front. In other words, all very slick, a very, very low drag coefficient, 0.227 CD, which is low for any vehicle, let alone a people carrier. It's because it's got a closed grille and a split-style LED headlamp, very full-width light strip for a unique look. The side profile has a very smooth silhouette and a rising waistline with flush door handles and aero wheels. Then at the rear, one of those ones with very sharp lines down. Again, that's for aero reasons. A very flat back with a full-width light taillight design with the Xpeng or Xiaopeng logo. So that new version of the X9 now on sale in China. Another Chinese brand, GAC, partners of Honda and Toyota in China, may I add, is going to enter the UK market with two EVs designed for the European market. They sold 2 million vehicles last year in China, so they're doing okay. The first model is the Aion UT. That's a hatchback. That's China's version of the Mini, a little bit longer and wider than the Volkswagen ID3. The Aion UT costs about $7,500 in China. It won't cost that here, needless to say. If it cost in the mid-20s, it would still be very, very comparable to an MG and be exceptional value. The hatchback has a single motor on the front axle with a 60 kilowatt hour battery, LFP pack, 270 miles or 430 kilometers of range. The second vehicle is the Aion V. That is an SUV. We first saw it at the Paris Motor Show last year. Bigger pack, 90 kilowatt hour LFP pack, and a load more range as well, 325 miles or 520 k's of range. Volvo is updating its hybrid, plug-in hybrid vehicles in the UK. That's the XC60, EX90, EX30, EC40, and EX40. Those EVs, pure BEVs, and plug-in hybrid versions of those now have slightly larger batteries, new drivetrains, and refreshed exteriors. We told you yesterday about the fully electric EX30. That gets a cross-country edition and some updates on the twin motor version as well. The EC40 and EX40 now have larger batteries. That is 82, not 78 kilowatt hours net. So another 15 miles or so of range, all very welcome. And the best-selling XC60, which is a plug-in hybrid, they do make a mild hybrid version of that, but you want the T6 or the T8 version because that indicates the plug-in hybrid. Pricing starts at £50,000 here in the UK, and they're now being updated as well with the new Plus Pro trim and Ultra grades as well, new LED pixel headlights, new fog lights, new 360 camera system, and a slightly updated Snapdragon cockpit platform as well. They say it's 10 times faster in terms of the graphics response, which is, some would say, needed. I don't necessarily expect my car to be as quick as my smartphone or tablet, but don't get me wrong, it's nice when it is. MG is next in the news. MG Motor Australia updating the MG4, just like we get in the UK. Now, Australia will get it early next year. Now, China next year gets an all-new MG4. We don't get that, by the way, but the MG4 will get a refresh in the UK and Australia and still be called the MG4, whereas China gets an all-new ground-up design MG4. Still, we'll get the MG S5 EV look, which is their new electric vehicle, an interior refresh, significantly refreshed as well on the MG4, which really does away with some of the frustrations of the current MG4 in the UK. A lot of the bings and bongs have gone, much more user-friendly, and Aussies get that early next year. Lancia is improving the Ypsilon. That is going to be the new electric model, 425 kilometres of range or 264 miles on WLTP. That's up 6% or 14 miles compared to the outgoing Ypsilon. 54 kilowatt hour battery on that, and a 115 kilowatt electric motor, NMC pack, more efficient powertrain, they say, and so it'll go further with less. Charging's improved, 80% charge in less than 30 minutes on a 100 kilowatt DC fast charger. Porsche selling well in the first quarter of 2025. Porsche delivered 71,470 vehicles worldwide. And of that 71,500 vehicles, 39% were electrified. And a quarter were fully electric. What's doing well? The all-electric Macan is doing well in the first quarter of the year for Porsche. During Q1, Porsche sold 14,185 all-electric Macans and just over 4,000 Taycans. Kia is next in the news, and Kia America's Vice President of Sales announcing that the model year 2025 EV6 and the 26 model year EV9 is now in full-scale production at West Point, Georgia. Not all trims will qualify for the full $7,500 federal tax credit. How is that thing still around? That's amazing. Awesome news. That was one of the first things that the incoming administration said that they would be scrapping day one. If you followed the campaign trail and the election promises, I am delighted that's been forgotten about. I'm sure it hasn't been forgotten about. However, it's still around, so that's great news. There is obviously a 25% tariff on South Korean imports, where the GT models are made, so they'll want to make those in the US as well. Otherwise, you get a significant price difference in the trims. Even without tax credit eligibility for the GT versions, Kia normally do a kind of lease cash equivalent to make up for it. Now, the United States has introduced a tariff, like I say, 25% on foreign-made cars and auto parts. It starts this week. It'll raise prices eventually. There is some stock at dealerships. There is stock at the ports as well. But when the pricing filters through, many people believe that US-made cars will see higher costs, even if they use foreign parts. Of course, that'll have the tariffs added to them. Only a few vehicles will be unaffected. Largely, the American Automobile Labeling Act shows which vehicles are most and least affected. You would think that a Ford F-150, for instance, that feels like it's all American. However, it's the Kia EV6, likely to be the most American vehicle. 80% of its parts are sourced in North America, but still 20% are not and will be affected. They don't list batteries or electric motors on this list, but Kia does source their batteries from SK On in Georgia. The vehicle's made in West Point, Georgia, like I say, and it's important to note that the GT variant of the EV6 is made in South Korea, so they could move that, like I say. Among the top five most American vehicles affected by the tariffs are the Model 3, and the long-range all-wheel drive version, and the rear-wheel drive version of the Model 3. Lucid and Rivian weren't listed, but so they do assemble their vehicles in the US, but again with foreign parts. So we'll wait and see. Like, the tariffs don't kick in. The price rises for consumers won't kick in on the stroke of midnight, as it were, but we will. Everybody, I think, that I've been reading in the industry predicts that at some point those price rises have to filter through to, in some way, shape, or form, to consumers. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.